The latest is we had an update from our architects, IDI, last night at our board meeting, and it looks like bids are going to go out March 1st. Hopefully what that means is starting the beginning of April, we'll have contractors who have submitted bids, and we can start the process of vetting those bids and select a contractor, and then the action really can kick into gear.
Gets going. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at? Like, what is the first phase? What are, is it internal, external, you know, inside the building, outside the building? What's sort of the planned approach?
So the planned approach is to start with as many pieces as we can. So as soon as the contractors are in line, we're going to set up an official phasing plan. But the plan that we're working with right now, not having a contractor on board yet, is that we will start with the lower level. That's where the majority of the work is going to take place. So as soon as they can start working on the outside, the 1904 building, they'll start that as well. Mm-hmm. So they'll be starting on the outside 1904 building and on the lower level of the library. So looks like estimate of 4 to 6 months for completion on the lower level of the library. So we're going to play it safe and assume it's going to take 6 months.
Sure, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. For planning purposes, we had to just start setting dates. The community room is so highly used that we had to just come up with a date and say, from this point on, it's closed.
So what is that
date? The magic date is May 1st. Our plan is the community room will be closed May 1st, and we'll start moving as much of youth services into that room as we can. Mm-hmm. Our current plan is we're going to run a closed stack system for the youth services collection out of the community room. So it won't be publicly accessible. Staff will have to go down and get materials. But there is hopefully maybe an arrangement that will happen that moves us off-site with youth services to another location so we can run all of our programming and have a small collection somewhere else. But it's not official yet, so I don't feel like I can disclose too much, but we're really close.
So it could be announced very soon that where it's going to be, but it will be moved off-site somewhere, if at all possible, to get out of the way of the construction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, originally our plan was to move youth services to the main floor, but that is also problematic. Mm-hmm. It's just not, there's not a whole lot of space.
And of course, now that is the downstairs of the library, and the major part of the internal renovations. Exterior renovations are also needed. And this seems like there are some, could be a pretty significant project going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because the exterior part of the project was the catalyst for all this, the 1904 repairs. And that's definitely the most complicated part of the project.
Right.
But as we started developing this and seeing what else needed to be done in the building, there's a lot of HVAC updates, and that's throughout the building. And hopefully that will produce a lot of energy savings for us. But then on the lower level, kind of reorganizing the spaces a little bit and working with arts and culture to make sure that we ended up with a product that worked for arts and culture also, it really has taken this project into a different level of complication, which is good. It's going to be a great result, but
it is. It's going to be a project that we're going to see for a little bit. In the studio with us is Andrea Ingmeyer, the library director for the Peter White Public Library in Marquette. We're talking about renovation projects and also talk a little bit about a fundraiser coming up a little bit later this week that you might want to check out. And well, Andrea, we talked about a lot of the things that are coming up inside the building, and we're going to see that starting in early May is the projected start time. What about outside? What are some of the big projects that are going to be done, and is that going to be on the same sort of at least starting time?
So the big outside project is the repair of the 1904 building, and that is a repair from the foundation to the roof. So it's no small task for sure. It should start as early as the weather permits. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure how long that one's going to take.
Right.
It's a very complicated process, and it's one of those where there's so many unknowns, we just aren't really sure.
And the 1904 building is, of course, the building that faces Front Street.
Correct.
In Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
It's the addition is all off the back and toward the parking area in the back, but this is the classic original building.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there are some needs needs for renovations, which this was, as you said, the catalyst for all of this, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When I interviewed for the job, one of the questions I asked was what building problems are there? Mm-hmm. Because that's just something you get with managing a building.
Right.
And they said, yeah, well, we have this crack in the building that we need to address. So the board was very much on board with taking care of that as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing.
And if people want to find out more information, get a hold of you, find out what's going on at the library, your website is what?
www.pwpl.info.